Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Technically, I should start the show humming the a song from the new Taylor record, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. Look at this. Erin C. is here with us on a Wednesday episode.
Hi, guys.
We've got a lot to discuss, and this is why, Erin, well, not the main reason why, but the new Taylor Swift album. The story is out there that it has leaked. This is a big story. We're going to get into all the ins and outs coming up. By the way, Erin C. will be hosting. She's taking over the whole damn channel on Friday morning. Going to be doing a full live broadcast, total review of the new Taylor Swift record that shan't be missed. I'll tell you why you got to tune in on Friday morning, too. It all has to do with the first story of this episode. So that's coming up. Plus, Prince Harry says, I am no longer a member of the British citizenry. I'm out. I'm an American. That's what he said today, kind of, roughly. And then Sydney Sweeney got taken to the cleaners by a casting director, big-time casting director. And I think that actually J-Sabs came up with the most interesting story, but we can't talk about it unless she's here. So all that and more coming up on this episode. That's a podcast. Shadoopadoodoo. Erin, if I told you the new Taylor Swift album leaked, would you go and listen to it?
I mean, I'm so conflicted. I feel like I'm robbed of the choice because I'm on the show. So I'm so glad that because Idle Hands will definitely look for the new album.
Because you just found out like 2 seconds ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
samesies. Gosh. So let me give you the full rundown of what's going on here. Not too long ago, literally just moments ago, snippets from the new record, allegedly.
Okay.
Were taken from a Google Drive link, which contained 17 different songs. Erin, how many songs are on the new record?
16.
Taylor Swift previously confirmed that her 11th studio album, by the way.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. So allegedly she said there was going to be 17, but there's 16 listed on the track listing. Is there a surprise cut?
It's probably a bonus track.
That, yeah.
You know,
that's what people
are surprised, but
that's what people are wondering. However, lots of people reaching out to Taylor's crew to confirm and they are not answering. So I don't know if that means it's legit or not, because there is a theory out there that this is indeed not real and that these are AI generated tracks. That would be the scoop of all time. I never thought of this, but what a brilliant marketing move for a podcast, if one were to come up with such an idea, to hijack Taylor Swift's release, take her song titles, put it into the AI songwriting machine, let it write its own song, say, write it in the voice of Taylor Swift, and then put it out before it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, she's just so on top of things and so calculating that I was like, someone got the jump on Taylor Swift. And then when you were like, no, they actually didn't. I'm like, that makes more sense.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know if we really know.
No.
Some people are saying this is AI. Some people are saying this is real, but here's what's fascinating, and it's why I asked you if you would listen, because I'll be honest, I was faced with the same issue. Go ahead.
Small story. So back with Folklore, mm-hmm. She had released all but two songs. I know one was The Lakes and the other, I think, was right where you left me. But the point is, she said, if you buy my album, you can hear the songs before they're released, because I'm not releasing them for like 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks. And some people, I'll be honest, mostly women, got their guitar and played the songs on YouTube. And when I went to the comments, they were like, take this down. This is not cool to Taylor. Like, I don't even know why you're even here, the person who's here. And I felt so guilty that I stopped listening to the Lakes, because I was like, oh no, I forgot that. Like, they were like, shut it down. They were like, I'm calling the YouTube police right now. And I couldn't believe the way people were like, mother is mothering, you know, like, we will hear it when she is ready. We are not cheating. So I feel like, I mean, this is different though, because this is like, I don't know. I just feel like this is like, oh my God. But by the same token, I couldn't believe the loyalty, I don't know, in 2020, I think it was, or 21, where they were like, if you're here, you're not a Swiftie, like, hand in your badge. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked. I mean, I'm not surprised to hear this based on what I've just read, but to have that sort of loyalty to a person in this day and age, very rare. It's very, very rare.
To Derry, I am Frankie C's wife.
This is Aaron C. This is Frankie C's better half. This is the engine behind it all, the magic, right?
And if you've ever played a game, I'm the voice.
That's right. Aaron does all the games for us. She also keeps Frank alive for them. He would be dead if it wasn't for you.
I like the bonsoir.
Yeah, that was very classy.
That's very classy.
I like the name Derry. When the hell did you ever hear of a Derry before? Derry, yeah, well. It's a great name. But I was faced with a similar issue. Dave Matthews Band, who is my Taylor Swift. And album leak happened.
Which album?
You know, it was, they were working on a record and then they took a break because it wasn't really working out. And that was going to be the next record. And then they kind of shelved it. And then as soon as they shelved it and started working on a new album, somebody put the original one out. So it was like, we might not even get, so, and that record, so the record that got shelved and then the record they released actually became their biggest commercial success. But they estimate that the other record was actually downloaded off of like LimeWire and shit more than the actual commercial success album. So when they were done with that album cycle, the next record they did was a re-recording of the one that got shelved. So we did eventually get like a full version of that, but I couldn't resist it. This is another instance where you and all the other Swifties, I have to say, it's admirable, because I don't know if I could be like, guys, we owe Dave Matthews more respect. They're like, I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, it was like listening party at my house.
Yeah, like, I can literally turn my iPad around here and show you hundreds of tweets from Swifties that are like, don't even go there. Don't even go to the link. Don't listen. They're like, we can wait till Friday. It's just, I mean, when you think about it right now, as Aaron and I are doing this episode, it's 9:24 in the East on a Wednesday. You're talking about literally 24 hours, 27 hours, 26 hours and a half until you're going to have it anyway.
And plus the community, I hate to say that, like, because, like, you know, lowercase c, not a capital C, but it's also like, we're excited, like, for midnight. You know what I mean? We're excited for midnight. You know, some people took off work. And it's just, like, now to be robbed of that is just sort of, no. Like, we still want to do it the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
God, now I swear, it's one of those, I just looked at the I don't know, there was this thing once where all these emails were leaked in this show, and they were like, I just want to see if I'm mentioned. I don't want to be like, I just want to hear if it's AI. But I feel like if I could listen to a little bit just to see if the AI, if it sounds AI-ish,
yeah,
that would be, you know, because I've been hearing some songs. I clicked on this thing where it's like her new song, American Boy, And it was like so dumb. It was like, I love my American quarterback. And I was like, all right, so no. But that just goes to show, like, it's probably not that obvious that this round, if it is AI, which I hope it is.
How could you take, so back when I listened, no such thing existed. Like, we got, you got the record and you knew that it was the record, you know? Now, I don't know if I would go for it with the idea that I could be getting bamboozled here. Oh, and that first listen, this is a precious time when you're about to get just replenished with new material. It's very exciting. You don't want to spoil that with, you know, it's like if you're going out for like a 5-star Michelin dinner and you're like, let me just stop at Taco Bell on the way.
Right.
You can't take that chance.
Especially when they're like, I hear Taco Bell has the same exact thing as where we're going.
Right.
It's like, what?
Right.
I just want to see if the news has this, if anything.
Well, we break news here. So
you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm
not doing that. No. See, I want to see. Let me know if it's like everywhere, because I'm really curious. It's because I don't think it's really been out for too long. I think it kind of just happened.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Is it now? It's weird how the internet happens, because shit happens and then people literally find out like 4 days later.
Twitter is banning searches. Why would you listen on Twitter? I don't have Twitter, so I don't know. Is that what people listen on?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Or maybe they're looking for where to find it.
Probably.
Ugh.
Stay strong, Aaron. Don't do it.
I know. I won't. I will not. I will not. First of all, it compromises the... No, I just won't.
Yeah.
You guys know the reasons.
Well, because you're going to be here doing the episode, yes. Listening live, and it's going to be a fun thing on Friday morning.
Exactly right.
So Friday morning, 10 o'clock. By the way, the episode has already been announced. So you could go to our YouTube channel. You can go to Facebook and you can like the episode already. You can get notified. Make sure you're getting notified on it. You could do all those things to make sure you don't miss it. Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Aaron will be here. Here's maybe the best part. I will not. There will be nothing in the way of Aaron and the Swifties. It'll just be her. Talking, listening, talking, reviewing the tracks, giving us some insight, which, by the way, she's already given us some. There's a blog up at anthonyonair.com. On our social media, we put out the Joe shape. Well, how would you describe that? The Joe shape of the track listings?
Yeah. It seems as if it's the way that the picture has, the way the album... Ugh. The way the song titles are situated, it looks as if it's J-O-E. J is questionable, but O and E.
Undeniable.
Also, just because I want to close out with Christine Colson's comment, this is what I was trying to say earlier.
This one?
I think so. I think she's right.
Taylor Swift is the most powerful woman in the music industry right now. She leaves a lot of Easter eggs. Nothing happens unless she knows about it. Yeah, I don't know if they would get one. Oh, and who would do that besides that fucking, what's his name?
Kanye?
Oh, Kanye, yeah. No, who's the shitty manager? Scooter Braun? Yeah. Is it Skeeter or Scooter?
It's definitely Scooter, but what's interesting is that she's also mad. His name starts, I think it's Scott. I don't know this guy's name, but there's also someone she's mad at who sold it to him. I'm just saying, because I don't, she's mad at the person who sold it to him, and she's mad at him. So it's just kind of interesting, because I thought they were, I don't know, I thought he just bought it without a broker person. But anyway, yeah, maybe Scooter Braun, maybe, I don't know. But I agree with Christine. I don't think that it, yeah, Frankie C is sleeping. I don't think that this could happen without her knowledge. I don't think anyone gets the jump on her.
Neither do I. And if anybody did, I mean, you're just, for what reason? I mean, that's just pretty bold. Unless it was China or Russia. Oh my God. We can't take them off the table. Those little cyber terrorist attackers over there. Fuckers.
Speaking of other countries.
We will drop a bomb on China if they've leaked Taylor's record. We will do it. We'll have no choice. The Swifties will force us into a war. just for the Swifties to be like, we got this, guys. We're not going to listen. I was like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah. Swifties, we ride at dawn. I definitely probably am going to see something like that later.
Integrity move. I mean, integrity. Listen, but don't feel bad if you go and take a peek. I mean.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real.
I would be surprised if it is real. If it's not real, it's the prank of all time. I mean, it's one of the great, like,
oh God,
newsjacking situations that, you know, like what a way to just insert yourself into the conversation with Taylor Swift. That's not an easy thing to do.
If anybody listens to it, let me know if American Boy is on there, because that one is pretty fake.
Part of me wants to do this, be like, we have a track and put it out.
Wonder if I should wake Frank up and be like, look for the leaked album.
You should wake him up and tell him to put something together. I bet you he can get pretty damn close to Taylor Swift. His fucking musical ability, that piece of shit. Anyway, people are wondering where Frankie C is. He is sleeping. My man had some adult bevs and called it a night. Is that right? Was I not supposed to say that?
Nope.
All right. Angie Bean, 2-year member right there. How about that?
Woo!
Come on now. All right. So don't. And also, let me bring this up. Thank you, Angie Bean, for your membership. We truly appreciate it. Let's not confuse things, because we do have a lot of stuff going on the podcast right now. TD says, I can't wait. Got my herb and drinks ready. That's Friday night. Friday morning, you could get high Friday morning too if you want. I thought you do whatever you want, you know. That goes for Erin too. You know, she could be high as a kite for all I give a shit. Doesn't matter to me.
I took off work. I might as well.
You might as well get baked the whole day. Friday morning, Taylor Swift. Friday evening, 420 show. So those are the two. You're getting two shows. But Taylor Swift show for everybody. Taylor Swift review show for the table. Friday night show, 420 show, members only. So if you're not a member, make sure you join up. Link in the description below. You can get in there for as low as $2.99. You going to wake and bake Erin C? Any truth to that rumor?
No.
Okay. Robin says Frank's about to wake up swinging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could see Frank getting like nasty with people online, being like, how could you listen to this? Frank has turned into a big Swiftie.
Yeah, he has. But like, it's been years of Metallica for me. You know what I mean? I came into Swiftie late in life. So it just feels like a little trade-off. Plus, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's funny.
No, listen, for all the Metallica he's made you sit through. I tell my wife that too. Like, for all the Dave shows that I've dragged her to.
You listen to Sugarland?
I listen to Sugarland. But she's kind of grown out of Sugarland too. She's kind of like, yeah. Plus, they haven't made a new album in like forever. They're like on the shelf too. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. So Swift record, maybe out there, maybe not. I don't know. I wouldn't chance it, but I'm not like a huge fan. You know, I like her just fine, but I can't believe it's been 2 years since her last record.
Yeah, but Folklore and Evermore came out like 11 months apart, like, or maybe less, maybe fewer. It's so that's like why people aren't like clamoring. And then Midnights, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, Folklore, Evermore, and Midnights came out. I'm still kind of digesting, you know.
I was going to say, what was the last one? Midnights?
Midnights was, I don't know, 2023? I mean, probably 20. No, because it was the end of 2022, I think. Or maybe not. I don't know. Someone, I can't look up my
phone. Because I feel like we just talked. We just did this, yeah. Where we listened and talked about it, right?
Yes. Yes. She's very prolific. She just is nonstop. In fact, people thought when she won the Grammy, she was going to talk about how she has two more albums to do Taylor's version. And it's Reputation and the one named Taylor Swift. And people say it's because all she has left is her reputation and her name. Fine. But
that's cute.
I know. Yeah, it's adorable. But people were expecting her because she's been giving clues as Christine said, there's Easter eggs. She's been giving clues that the next one's going to be Reputation, and she's been giving clues that the next one's going to be her debut album. So people were like, what's it going to be? So it was such a shock when she was like, no, it's an album with 16 tracks, perhaps 17. I mean, I don't. And then she's like, I watch all this TV and I, you know, I go to these games. I went to Coachella, and it's like, how do you have the time? You know, we went out to dinner and I'm on the podcast and I'm like, this was a productive day.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot.
I think in 2036, we're going to find out she's three people.
Wait until she starts to get prolific with these babies. That's going to be the thing.
Okay.
It's going to be published. Enjoy all this music now, kids, because you're heading for 12 straight years of no albums.
It's true.
Or the Taylor Swift sings the fucking Teletubbies tracks. TD, I'm such a pothead since 1998. Don't make you a bad person. Just makes you unique, TD. What else was I going to say? Florence and the Machine and
Post Malone
on the. I'm kind of curious about Posty. I've become a big Post Malone fan.
He just was such a bait and switch when I saw him. I was like, oh, what is this guy going to sound like? And he was like an angel.
Yeah.
Why do you ask? And I'm like, because you look like a girl who woke up after a particularly bad sleepover where everyone wrote on your face. So why would I think, oh, who was that?
Janine, too.
Oh, hey, Janine.
Little known fact, Post Malone in his 20s used to steal salads. So perfect timing that Jason
was here. I think he's so hot.
Do you think Post Malone's hot?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
There's something about him. I don't know what it is, but I like him. He could definitely get it.
Okay, Aaron, help me out here because I've been A, studying women, and B, studying J-Sabs.
I know.
Masterclass.
And I hear her.
Get ahead.
I hear her say something like this, and I think to myself, is it the face tattoos and bad boy image, or is it the singing and the talent that drives her attraction? Before she says, what do you think it is?
I think it's the BDE. Am I wrong?
I forgot about that third option. I said I always try and put size out of it. You know what I'm saying? All right, J-Sabs, what is it?
I think he's extremely talented.
You think it's the talent?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. Okay. All right. I would have lost. I would have lost money on that. Did you come on to talk about the story that you pitched pre-show?
Wait, what?
Did you come on to talk about the story that you pitched pre-show?
I didn't, but I feel like. Go ahead.
You feel like what? Oh, Aaron, we lost your audio there.
I know. Frank just spoke because it's really loud.
Sorry. Yeah, you got to pop out, pop back in.
I don't know what happened.
That's what she said. I don't even know.
All right.
What that means.
What, are you here to weigh in on Taylor Swift, or you want to talk about that topic? Because my jaw hit the floor when I read what you sent.
Really? Why is that?
The gall in the title.
Well, what I wanted to send to you was, okay, so which one of our friends wrote this?
Better be none friends.
All right,
quickly, Prince Harry filled out on his form that he lives in the United States of America and that he's no longer a resident of the UK. So he's out, totally out. And then, all right, let's go to your thing. I didn't read your story. Do I need to bring it up? Like, is it juicy or did you just love the headline?
I just love the headline.
Got it.
That's it. But basically, wait, hold on. It's loading because I want to get this correctly. I don't want to mess this up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's like, I guess I could get how it could be exciting. Hear me out. Okay. It's weird. But for men, I could see this being exciting because men are broken. I think that there is some truth to men wanting to bang the wives of their friends. Mm. Is it unethical? Yes. Are men unethical? Yes. Do I secretly have a fantasy of this? Also, yes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, we're keeping everybody in suspense. Okay. The title of the article is. Do you want to read it?
You want me to read it or you read it?
No, you read it.
You do. Okay. The whole long title?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop having sex with my friend's wives. Cuckolding makes me feel powerful. I'm the last person you'd expect. Yeah, and this it's just an English.
Look, Aaron's leaving. Look,
because English guys are just so hot. Like, oh, with their accent. Okay. He's like, well, hold on. There's a few layers to unfold here. He's an Englishman living in California, addicted to the thrill of having sex with married women, and it's even better if it's the wife of a business partner or friend. It's more common than you think. And he's 56. It's a little young for me.
A little young.
But I'll tell you what another line was that just got crossed there. Business partner. Now you're screwing with livelihoods.
Right.
Go ahead.
Listen. It happens. It happens.
Hello?
I don't know. I mean, a lot. I don't. This makes me very uncomfortable. You're right there.
Yeah.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know what it is? It's the thrill of having sex with someone who you should not be sleeping with.
Okay.
Okay.
But you could do that.
I get it.
Without your business partner?
Without your business partner or friend's wife.
Or your brother's girlfriend.
Or your brother's girlfriend. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Or you're right.
There's a whole list of people.
I feel like between the hotel cuck chair thing, because by the way, Elon tweeted about that like a couple of days ago. Like when that joke reaches like Elon level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then he tweets it out, so that's like 30 trillion people seeing it. I feel like this is going to be the new trend now. Like people are going to be like, oh, I should sleep with my. Yeah. Yeah, I think people are going to be like, oh, we should try this.
You know what's weird? I wonder if it'll reach the hotels where the hotels are like, should we change the decor? Because people are going to be like, oh, this is a hotel with a cuck chair. Like, this isn't a good hotel, or this is a good hotel. I don't know, depending on who you are.
Right.
I got to tell you right now, I'll pay double if they advertise we don't have cuck chairs. I'll be like, that's where we're going.
You heard it here, people. Double.
Double. I will pay for the non-cuck chair room just so I don't have to think about it.
I don't know how Frank does this. This is like crazy. This is like, look at this. Gotta hold it. That's what she said. What's the
matter? You can't keep the mic up. Uh-oh. Oh, Aaron. Right. Oh, no. I'm very uncomfortable with this for several reasons. One, I also don't like that it's an English person. Like an English, I don't care for English people, first of all, in general. And then I definitely don't care for English people that are sleeping with other people's wives. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
That's really bad. Because I feel like most English men are effeminate anyway. By the way, yeah, did you hear this thing? Oh, shit. Who was it? An actress came out and said that even though Hollywood is like liberal land, that there are still lots of actors that are afraid to come out of the closet because they feel like it's going to ruin their career. So, and then she said, this is going to kill me. I'm going to figure this out. Then she said, it's people I know and have worked with. So, of course, the internet was filled with sleuths, filled with detectives that need like to take the case, like J-Sabs. They get on it and they put together a list of actors who they think it is. Half the list was fucking English actors.
Really?
Yeah. And I know this because like one of the bigger names on that list was Hugh Grant.
Oh yeah. That's been said too.
You don't remember the actress?
It's either. Shit. Give me a second. It'll come to me. It's either the redhead that everybody loves.
Julianne Moore?
It's either Julianne Moore or... Shit. Oh, this is going to kill me now.
You can do it.
Is it Maggie Gyllenhaal? I don't know. I don't know. It'll come to me. Maybe somebody saw the story. I just happened to see the story and I looked and then I was like, oh, and here's the list. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then it was this whole thing and I went to go save it. And then I was in a bad cell area at the time. Now somebody will come up with it. Anyway, it doesn't even make a difference. But half the actors that they thought were gay were like all English actors. Which I get because they're like polite and... Politeness is really all you need for somebody to be like, was that guy gay?
Right.
Where were we going with this? Oh, the cuckolding thing. Mm. Don't care for it. Wish it would move on.
I mean, sure.
Because here's the thing, too. Janine,
you think. Go ahead.
You have kids. The first thing they do is jump on that chair when they get into the hotel room. They're jumping on the bed. They're on the chair. I don't want to think, oh, there was some half-naked asshole on this fucking thing sitting there.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And the balls, the gall of like, this is my thing. Look at me. Like, I can't get enough of this. Like, who the fuck? Like, this guy's going to wind up dead.
Oh, yeah.
And he should be killed.
Wait, who?
The guy who's going around.
Oh God!
Banging.
I thought we were talking about Hugh Grant. Okay, yeah.
No, Hugh Grant should be. He should be.
He's okay for today.
He should be knighted. He's a saint. But do you think that's true? Because I don't know. There is a toughness and a manliness to some of these things.
What are you talking about?
Like. Okay, that you would be, if you came out of the closet, if you announced that you're gay, you would lose roles. I think that might be true to a degree because I was watching my best friend's wedding the other day. Who's the guy that pretends to be?
Rupert Everett.
Rupert Everett. Okay. Rupert Everett. And who is the other guy? Who's the best friend? I forget his name.
Either Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney. Probably Dermot Mulroney.
I think it's Dermot Mulroney. Those two were like the it guys at the time. I remember them being like, how are those two in a movie together? It's crazy. Okay. When was the last time you heard of Rupert fucking? He never did another fucking thing after that movie.
Why? He was gay in that movie? I can't remember.
Was he
really?
He was gay. That's what was so ironic about him pretending to be her fiance for her because he was... clearly gay. I don't even know if he's gay in real life.
Yes.
Probably, yeah. But like there's
is
a dude.
He really?
Yeah, there's like.
Why am I shocked about this?
I don't know.
Wait, you might be thinking of the main guy, Janine. It's not the main guy. It's the guy who pretends to be her boyfriend. and like sings, oh. Say a little prayer for you. Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong person.
Because like, that's the scene.
That surprised.
Right, that's the scene when he breaks out into song in the middle of the crab restaurant. Dead people, and he killed it. He does amazing. It's Dermot Mulroney. You're right, Aaron. Who's the main guy? And Rupert Everett. Whoever fucking heard of him ever again?
God, I'm a mess.
Anyway, I say down with cuck chairs, down with cuck people. I mean, unless that's really your thing, I guess. I don't know. Frank always makes me feel bad about telling people they're shitty.
Oh.
You know, I guess so. I guess whatever you want to do behind closed doors is okay with me, but maybe we shouldn't put it in a main feature in a hotel room. That's all I'm saying. Last story. What?
It's a good platform to run on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, when I run for something, I'm going to be like, and no more cuckolding, you know?
I'll put it in.
But here's the thing, though.
I'm elected.
When Janine's elected, we're screwed. It's going to be
mandatory cucking. No, I'm just kidding.
Mandatory cucking. I think about this, though, sometimes when I'm at, like, because I was at a school function earlier. And I'm like, I will look around the, I think I've said this before, but I will look around the room and I'll go, who's sleeping with somebody else here that shouldn't be? Like, I always look around to see if I can catch somebody in a stare with somebody else, you know, like giving them the old, like, hey, we're cheating on our spouses with each other. Wink.
Right.
I'm always on the lookout for that kind of shit. I feel like I turn into Janine when I get into a school function because I'm like, who the fuck is fucking around over here?
Yeah, come over here.
All my wife tells me, and I don't know what your neighborhoods are like, but my wife says to me that there is like an area in our neighborhood where all the neighbors sleep with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like a 3-block radius. What's that?
There's an area in every neighborhood. I mean,
I think there might be. But I just go, who are these fucking people? Like, and they're showing up at the PTA with cupcakes. It seems all very strange to me. I'm very uncomfortable with being an adult, in case anybody hasn't noticed that yet.
I'm telling you, it happens way more than you think.
I have a story about this. The town where I grew up, a lot of people stay there. And I go back there to visit people and to go out to dinner. And around Christmas time one year, I went to a restaurant in the thing. And I was out with two other couples, and one of the women said, there's a legend about this place that all week they like, it's like a key party thing. They're like, I want to be in the, you know, for Friday night, like after they close, they do this thing where you pick the marble or the keys or whatever and go home with that person. And all week they gather names to be like, who's in, you know? So it was rather loud because it was around Christmas time, and this was back when I needed data. So I really wanted to know the Wi-Fi password. So I was toward the wall. This is important. I was toward the wall, and there was a long table, and then there was the waiter. So I said, Carol, ask the waiter, meaning the Wi-Fi password.
Mm.
And she goes, oh, fine. Is there like a thing where people like, and she like asked him.
No.
Yeah. And the look on the waiter's face told us everything we need to know. He was like, he basically was like, absolutely not. Where did you hear that? And like, if you want to leave your marble, like we have a, it was so ridiculous the way that we accidentally found out that the rumors are true.
Oh my God. I love it.
And I was like, and I also need the Wi-Fi password. Like after all that, I was like, I know this is like a really, I know you've told us a lot, but we need one more thing from you. It was so ridiculous.
He gave you the whole speech of like, you can't leave your marble in that jar over there by the counter. Cause
he was like, no, he was looking for like wires. He was or like a retorting device. He was like, absolutely not there. While like showing us like the Love Actually signs of like, yes, we completely do this.
What do you mean?
It was crazy, but that's how I knew pretty much probably every town. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe just where I grew up.
You know what the thing is, though? If you're going to cheat or do that, isn't it better to do it with other people, like not your friends, significant others?
Well, that's the thing is like mutual.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? If you do it with a stranger, there's always the chance the stranger could up your life. And be like, now I'm telling you. And now it's like, how is my husband going to be mad? He's with Mrs. McGillicuddy. So McGillicuddy is a random name. I don't actually know any McGillicuddies, but do you know what I'm saying? There's a mutual thing where it's like destruction or insurance or.
I'm Googling McGillicuddy Franklin Square right now as we speak.
Wow. McGillicuddy's in, you know where I grew up. McGillicuddy's in the town I grew up in. We got him.
I guess you're right, though. I guess that's the appeal. If you bang the friend's wife or husband, they're not going to say anything because they're in the same boat.
Right.
Maybe. I just feel like that makes the old barbecue at Memorial Day a lot more awkward. It's a lot more awkward. I don't really get it. Here's the other thing where I feel like I want to ask you guys this too, where I feel uncomfortable being an adult. I go to the father-daughter dance a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, and I look around. Please stop me if I said this already on the podcast. I look around.
Good.
I see all these old men. And I'm like, that guy looks like an adult. Like he looks like a dad. He looks like a father. And I look at the other guy and I feel the same way. I'm like, all these guys look the same. And then I'm like, wait, do I look like that?
No, not at all. This
gang, no.
I still feel like a 15-year-old kid. And I know I don't look, I understand I could see some gray hairs too. I can see the gray hairs, but in my mind, I looked around that room and I saw all old men being dads and felt like I don't really belong here. Do you ever get that feeling?
Yeah, no.
Well, I can't weigh in on that.
You just said, yeah, no, I don't know how to interpret that.
I think there are people who look older, but you're not an old man. You're not.
It's not even about that. I just feel like when I was 15 and I looked around at 40-year-old men, I thought those are old men. Now that I'm 40, I still look at 40-year-old men and I go, those are old men. Does that make any sense? Because I don't feel like I feel like I'm fucking, I don't know, I feel like I'm 15 years old.
Well, Frank's brother and I were talking about Frank's brother and I are the same age. And we were like, Elvis.
Really old, much older than I am.
I am older than all of you. But Elvis died, I think, at our age. And we were like, oh my God, like, you know, he looks so old. You know,
right.
I just don't understand how that could. And the other thing, I obviously don't have children, but I remember seeing a YouTube short recently where this woman took her daughter to the emergency room and the doctor was like, are the parents here? And she was like, no, they're coming. And she met her parents because she was like, you can't talk to us about this until they get here. And I feel like I would totally, I don't have children, but I know I would be like, the parents are not here. They're coming. And they would have been like, no, you. And I would not have handled that well at all.
See, that's hilarious. I can relate to that. That's how I feel.
That's what I thought you meant.
I feel like my parents are still the parents, not the grandpa, even though I call them grandma and grandpa now. Like, I don't even know if I've ever said, like, I don't, like, I used to go dad. Now I go grandpa. Like, I literally call him grandpa.
You do.
You're horrible.
You call your dad by his first name, right, Janine?
I do.
Yeah. So that's a different dynamic altogether.
Mm.
I do.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is relatable to anybody in any age group. Like, when you look around, do you feel like you just don't belong here? You're just like, these are all old guys with their kids, you know?
And you're like, am I the old guy with my kids? No.
But some of them look old. Like, I swear to God, I have gray hair and a beard, but I look at a gray haired guy with a beard and I go, well, that's a fucking old guy.
Yeah.
It's just so strange to me. Anyway, at least I never slept with any of my best friends' wives, so I got that going for me, which is nice.
Yet.
See, I feel like that, yet. I feel like that's the point of pride. This guy has got a fucking article in a newspaper for doing all this crazy shit, and he's acting like he's like, right. This guy's going to get his comeuppance. I'm very upset with him. Very, very upset with him.
Can be upset with him.
Okay.
Even though it's turning Janine on in a weird, bizarre way. last topic of the podcast here. Sydney Sweeney gets absolutely fucking slammed by a Hollywood casting director, Carol Baum. Carol, if you don't know, has, you know, she's cast a whole bunch of movies, including Father of the Bride. I don't even know. There's a whole bunch of them she's done. Now, I will say, you know, she said that she wanted to see what all the hubbub was about with Sydney Sweeney. So she watched her latest rom-com, Anyone But You, and said it was fucking terrible. She goes, there's a quote. She's not pretty. She can't act. I don't get Sydney Sweeney. That's pretty. You don't get people in Hollywood talking real like that often.
Right.
Everybody in Hollywood is great and wonderful, and it was so wonderful to work with this person. It was so great. And then you find out, oh, no, that person drugged and sexually assaulted 4,700 right. people. You know? They're all pretty. Wonderful until they're not. Mm. What'd you say? She's pretty?
Frank, I think she's pretty.
Sydney Sweeney? Mm-hmm. I could tell you're going to make him pay for that, just by the way you mm-hmm. said it.
No, it was my, I actually, this is such a stupid story, but the guy from the Saints, Little Saints of Moltisanti.
Yeah, the Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah, thank you. I was You're way welcome. Off. I got like one word. I thought that he was in another movie that he wasn't. So I thought he was Mo in the newest Three Stooges. Very, very stupid. But I'm like, oh, that's somebody different. And then I looked at a picture of the guy from, and I don't do this because I find it disrespectful. But I was like, God, that guy is a smoke show. He is so cute. And he was like right there. And I was like, oh, I never do that because I don't find it like, but I thought he was like really, really cute. So I was like, who's someone you think's cute? Like free pass, like go ahead, like anybody you want. And then he didn't think of someone. So I was like, Sydney Sweeney. And he was like, yes. So we learned something today.
Mm. Yeah. Did this happen today?
Today.
Really?
Interesting. Here's my question.
She's something.
I don't know if she's pretty.
Well, in that show where you know, they're in Hawaii or
oh yeah.
She was pretty in that.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Sorry if she was underage.
I mean, she's in that other show where she's already showed her boobies.
Yeah, what show was that?
You're like, Euphoria. Oh, I'm just wondering.
Right? Euphoria? Am I right?
Yeah, there you go.
Was that Euphoria?
Yes.
See, that's my fault now, because I'm pretty sure Janine told me to watch it like 100 times and I never did. That's what I get for not listening to Janine.
I mean, it was a fucked up show, but good.
See, that's why I don't know about you guys, but I feel like Sydney Sweeney showed up 4 minutes ago. I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, that's true.
She must be in a ton of shit that I've just never, ever seen. Because she's been around for a while now, right?
She has.
That's the impression I'm getting. But I feel like I've never heard of this girl till the beginning of this year.
Well, there's also a little bit of controversy because she like lied about the stupidest thing. She lied about being a Universal Studios tour guide.
And oh, yeah. Why did she do that?
It was so strange. Like nobody asked. And then she went on that show where like you have to like eat wings or tell the truth.
Oh yeah. I think.
And then hot they ones. Were like, yeah. And they were like, what was that? Or maybe it was I'm sorry, I might be mixing it up, but with like a talk show, but they were like, what was that like? And she completely dodged the question. And then no, it's both of them. She was on a show like the Kelly Clarkson show or some kind of daytime DJ show. Then on Hot Ones. And she couldn't answer the question. And people were like, that's sort of strange. There's nothing controversial about being a Universal Studios tour guide. And then they were like, Universal Studios was like, it takes like a lot of time and stuff. Like you can't just be one. She acted like it was like Baskin Robbins or a Universal Studio tour guide. I don't know what I want to do when I'm 17. And it's like, you don't. So it was just such a weird thing. And then the other thing about her was she lied about being a tour guide, and there was something else where it was like not about her acting. Anyway, that's why it feels like she's around a lot.
Very strange. Okay.
Did she lie about being in the Many Saints of Newark?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
He's just cute.
I'm going to go to her IMDb because I want to see what she's been in. Oh, here we go. IMDb. Okay. All right. Anyone but you. But now, so the girl said it was bad, but I heard it was like, it did huge numbers.
It did.
And everybody falls all over the guy that's in that too. Like I saw an ad online that it was like, I don't know. Oh, Glenn Powell is his name. The ad for the movie was like, look, we have Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, really?
Like, look how hot they both are. Like that was the whole ad of like, look at how hot these people are. Come watch them in the movie. All right. Euphoria. What?
No, it's funny.
That's just a funny.
A funny ad?
Well, it's just, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah. This guy came out and goes, I mean, look how hot these fucking people are. All right, Euphoria. Do they
act? We don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Madam Web. Immaculate, which is 2024, so maybe that might not be out yet. The Voyeurs. Okay, I'm glad nobody's reacting to this because I don't think she's anybody. White Lotus, you watched that, right?
Yeah, both of us did.
Was she in that a lot?
I mean, it's kind of an ensemble show, so she was in it.
Yeah.
Reality, The Handmaid's Tale.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, I just literally watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yesterday and do not remember her being in this movie.
Well, that's because there's a, I want to say farm, or like there's a compound with like lots of.
Right. And was she in there?
Dreama Walker, Harley Quinn Smith. Nobody got like, there's all these girls that like, you know, you've seen in like one thing. And that's why I was like, oh, who's the other one? I think Bruce Willis's daughter, maybe not. But a lot of people who like, I was like, just like you, I was like, I don't remember anyone but Dakota Fanning. Cause I think Dakota Fanning is the only one who talks. So yeah, sure. There's like a million women just walking around there. So I'm sure okay. She's in it. Handmaid's Tale surprised me. And I heard that Immaculate is like going to be a super controversial film as far as
stuff.
Yeah, I can't watch Blasphemy. I just can't. So except for The Exorcist, which I did see. But other than that, I hear it's going to be like the kind of thing where like barf bags and smelling salts in the theaters.
Wait, what is it about?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
But they're saying get ready. I don't know if she's the lead, but that's what I've heard.
Her first IMDb credit goes back to 2009.
What was it?
Heroes.
Yeah, no.
The TV show. She's been on 90210 in 2010. I guess that was the reboot.
Yep.
I mean, an episode of Grey's Anatomy, maybe. Yeah, one episode. I swear to God, I've never seen any of these fucking things that she's been in. The Middle, Pretty Little Liars. Dead Aunt. In the Vault. I know, right? Along Came the Devil, The Wrongdoer, The Handmaid's Tale, Sharma. I've never heard of any of these fucking. I don't know how she's risen to this status. It must have been Euphoria. Was Euphoria the thing that?
Probably. Christine Coulson likes it. Or no, she likes Zendaya in it.
Shining Through is another thing. Yeah. I just feel like every time I see her, she's just got a big hoodie shirt on. She's just like, look at my huge hoodies everywhere.
I hate that you say hoodie. Oh, God.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know why.
Moist cookie dunked hoodies.
Ugh. Just stick a fork in me.
Yeah, I don't know. In every, like, I went to go look for the thumbnail for this episode. In every fucking dress I've seen her in, she's got her hoodies hanging out.
Right.
Yeah, they're big. They're ample. You can't miss them. I'll tell you what. You just can't miss them. All right, that's it. That's Sydney Sweeney. I don't know if she can act or not. I gotta tell you something. I don't want to watch a movie where the people are so fucking hot. That's why I think I love Paul Giamatti so much.
Right.
You know?
Would you prefer if Anthony called them Darius Ruckers and not Hooties? That's what Robin wants to know.
Good suggestion, Robin.
Probably better, yeah. Yeah, I'd say
she got big old Darius Ruckers.
Oh God.
All right, that's all I got. Anything there? Anything from you ladies?
No, but thank you for letting me be on.
Oh, please.
I hope everybody has a great Wednesday.
Oh, I have something.
Go, shoot.
I have a streaming recommendation.
Oh, we call that in the biz Flix Picks. Go ahead. Give us an AOA Flix Picks.
J-Sabs. Flix Picks. Please, please, please do yourself a favor and watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix. You will not be disappointed, okay? It's okay. I'm just going to say this, and I don't want to sound like I'm not partial to the good old UKians. But
the what? The girl UKians?
No, the good old United, the people from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Speaking of that, sorry, just one thing. You skipped Prince Harry, just so you know. We can save that for next time.
Oh, we did it really. We did it when you were off the thing.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, J-Sab. So you're not. So reindeer babies.
Nope.
Baby reindeers?
Baby reindeer. Okay. This is why I love Netflix, because I would never, ever think to watch any kind of British drama. Any British TV at all, right? But then you put something on and you realize that they all have these accents, and husband usually is like, great, because he can't understand that accent one bit. Meanwhile, I feel like it comes very easily to me. That's what she said. So I wonder if I was British in my past life.
Interesting.
Although a few of my friends have said that when they watch these shows, they can't understand it either. They need to put on the subtitles. Okay, so this one, I heard a little buzz about it. Watched the preview. Hooked. It's a series, and we're almost done with it, but it's amazing, okay? There's nothing. It's weird. It's shocking. It's everything I want to be. And that's it.
What is that? What's it about, though? Can you say?
I could give a little premise. It's just about a guy who meets a girl and she becomes obsessed with him. So my kind of show, basically.
You like that obsession stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's good. Aaron, I think you'll love it.
Okay, thank you. The only movie we saw, but it was from 2012, but very, very funny, is Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Very funny. Very good.
I don't know if I know that one.
If you like horror and you like funny, it's funny. It's good. Yeah, I think you should see it. It's just a movie, but it was from 2012. It still holds up. I liked it so much more than I thought I would.
Okay.
But I'll try. Wait, I'll get it right. Reindeer Baby. Right?
Baby reindeer.
No. Okay. All right. But I will get it right when I search for it. I'll get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Let me throw one onto the mix since we're doing Flix Picks. Queen Pins.
That was Pins on my list, and I was like, is this gonna be like a mom thing? Like a mom movie? Sorta?
Yeah, kind of.
But good.
I like, what's her name? Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah.
She's great in everything.
She's great in everything, and she never stops. I feel like she's like in so many things. Yeah. Like, you know, right. if she hasn't been in a movie for like a minute there, she's like, I'll do commercials. It's like, my goodness, Kristen Bell. I'm sorry. So is this about bowling?
No, it's actually about Kristen Bell's character is a one of those coupon people.
Oh,
where she just loves to clip coupons, and she brings like 400 coupons into the store to get everything for free.
Right.
But it takes on a very interesting twist. And it was just good. It was like fun and lighthearted. Vince Vaughn is in it, which that put me over the top. I'm like, I'll watch this with Vince Vaughn. He's not in it a lot, but he's in it with this fat guy. I don't know this guy's. All right, see, now I got to look it up because I don't want to just be like the fat guy.
Right.
He's in it with this fat guy who I think has been rumored to play Chris Farley in a biopic.
Oh my gosh. Who is this?
Yeah, they're close to a Chris Farley biopic. And I think this guy is going to wind up playing him, or he was one of the people that was rumored to play him. Paul Walter Hauser.
I am looking that up. That's crazy.
Yeah, look up Paul Walter Hauser.
Okay.
But he's really good in it. You know who else is really good in it? Bebe Rexha is in it. She's great.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Big fan of hers. Big, huge, huge fan.
Huge.
That's good.
Yeah, so Queen Pins. Very good. Quick in and out. Here's the other thing I have a problem with streaming services. What's with the 2-hour movies? Everything is a fucking 2-hour movie now. Can't we just get a 90-minute picture? Mm. Be in and out?
Picture.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There should be a section for 40-year-olds. Be like, here you go. Here we are. Hour and 15 and you're done. You can go to
hour
bed now.
Sounds good.
Right? Speaking of which, we just hit an hour, so that's it for us. Unless you ladies got anything else, we're tapping out.
Thank you, guys.
That's
thank
it
you.
Me.
Frankie C. Love it. We'll be back on Friday.
Friday is, oh wait, JSABs. Pause it, hold it. 420 show. Are you partaking?
Probably not. I know, I'm fired.
We surmise that I don't know if you've ever actually really participated in a 420 show.
What do you mean by that? I did one.
I know you were on one for a little bit, but I don't know if you actually partook.
Tune in Friday to see if I actually
she's not gonna be here. Do not promote or tease that. But Aaron will be here for the Taylor Swift track by track review show live Friday morning, 10 a.m. The episode is already available. It's already like the you could click get it and click notify. It's on our website and everywhere. It's on our YouTube channel, it's on the Facebook. It's all over there already. So you can make sure you get notified so you don't miss out on that. Friday morning at 10 a.m. That is a what we like to call in the biz special presentation. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you like that?
I'm not gonna listen until it's time.
And she's staying strong. She's not going for the leaked record. There you go. That's dedication, people. That is dedication. All right. So we'll Aaron will see you Friday morning. We'll see the members only during our normal spot, members only show. If you haven't become a member yet, join with the link in the description below. We'll see you for the 420 show, 419
show
evening.
Me potato salad.
Bye, everybody.
Maybe we should go now.
She got big old titties.